morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing today?
Good, how are you, sir?
Oh, we're doing just fine, and we're ready whenever you are.
All right, here you go.
Thank you. Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
My name is Richard McBride.
Mr. McBride, let's see, who's doing Mr. McBride?
I'm doing Mr. McBride.
Oh, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will be chairing your hearing, sir, so just hold on, sir.
Okay.
Mr. McBride, can you please, whoops, sorry. I can't put my microphone on. Mr. McBride, can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Richard Anthony McBride, Jr., 115-366.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago, and I see that you signed the form on September 28th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. I don't see an attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. And you can look on the video monitor. At the far end of the bench for me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And next to him in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. Also with us in the room is Community Corrections Officer Mr. Grady, who will represent the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. You can see Mr. Grady now on the screen.
Thank you, sir.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. Mr. McBride and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. McBride, thank you.
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two is to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. So, Mr. McBride, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read this allegation to you, please respond as to whether it's true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, we'll take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk more about it then. Do you understand what I just explained?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and sir, the board will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated your conditions. So allegation, here's the phase one portion of your hearing, and here is the one and only allegation on your warrant. It says that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as follows, and that's violation of condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report to your approved residence, transitional living communities, on August 7th, 2017, as directed on August 7th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. McBride, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, thank you very much. Based on Mr. McBride's admission and information in warrant number 2017W2919, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Just give me a moment here while I mark some things. Right. Mr. McBride will now start phase two of your hearing, and will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, Please stand by, and Mr. Grady will give us some additional information, and we'll be right back with you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. McBride was released from DOC on August 7th of 2017. He was arrested on August 31st of 2017 by Tucson PD. He has no charges. He was returned back to DOC on August 31st of 2017. He has a CSED of December 29th of 2017 that reflects 24 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, deemed a drug violation, 6 months. Prior conviction, 1995, he has 6 counts of robbery, 3 years, 9 months. He has 2 terms of DOC, his CUIR scores are 3-1, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation, 1 prior term of supervision, 2001, transitional release, reverted to TIS, absconded for 73 days, arrested in Texas, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted and sex acts. After his return to DOC, he received a ticket for a positive or refusal to UA. Other arrests, 1988, theft, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. 1988, forgery, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, order of protection violation, county jail. His community risk score is a G3V4.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. All right, Mr. McBride, it looks like you were assigned to appear at or to go to transitional living communities upon release, but you didn't go. What happened? Why didn't you go there?
Well, first of all, I was supposed to go on the job today, and she took vacation the same time, so I went to TLC, and when I walked in on the property, you know, walking the door, I saw a whole bunch of bugs on around the door, and me being a diabetic and have a lot of health problems, I'm prone to a lot of infections, which I didn't want to deal with. You know what I mean? And I showed up to my PO and explained to him that, but I didn't, which was my fault. But that was the reason why I didn't go in.
Okay, where did you go?
I stayed at a friend's house.
Okay, so you went to a friend's. All right. And you just didn't tell your parole officer this?
No, I didn't.
All right. Were you working at all?
Just a lot of jobs here and there, like under the table jobs, just to keep some money in my pocket and eat.
Sure. I understand. Looks like you did not have any required UAs while you were out. So what were you doing? I mean, you were on abscond status for 24 days. What were you doing during those days?
Really nothing. Like I said, just one work here and there, like maybe 2-3 times a week. And I go back, shower, just lay on my seat, just lay around.
Okay, were you using any drugs?
No, ma'am.
And it looks like you have dangerous drug conviction. That's what you're serving time for. What's your go-to choice?
Oh, my drug choice is crack cocaine. That happens, I said, over 10 years.
How long?
Over 10 years.
10 years?
Yes, they found crystal meth in my car. It wasn't on my person. It wasn't in my system.
Oh, for the dangerous drug conviction?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Okay. How did it get in your car?
I had a female friend. Well, I thought it was a friend anyway. But I had a female in the car, and when I dropped her off, and I went to my mom's house, and it was too late to knock on the door, so I went to the park, and I was sitting in the park, and that's when they found me sitting there half asleep, and they searched my car and found stuff in my car.
Okay, understood. What were you doing at the time you were arrested on August 31st? How did that happen?
Just laying in the park on top of my backpack. I just got dropped off by my mother.
So you were just in the park?
Yeah, just laying under a tree in the shade. And it's like walking in the sun, so I was waiting for the sun to come out a little bit.
Okay, all right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
No.
No questions? All right, Mr. McBride, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to do that before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision. Do you have anything else you'd like to share that you haven't shared with us already?
Thank you. I mean, pretty much everything I said already. I mean, I'm not a bad person in society. I don't get involved in all that drugs and street stuff and everything. I do have my own business, landscaping, doing handyman work. My truck was down at the time, and I was using my car until my car got a downfall. Got a moderated car. It was bad, and didn't need too much work. But I don't get involved in much stuff. And I'm 54 years old, I am tired. And I just want to get back in society and do what I do, work. And I have a mom who's not getting any better, who needs me. And she just went home from the hospital about a couple weeks ago with a cardiac problem. So I'm just trying to get there and help her out.
Do you have any other family besides your mom in the area?
No, just my mother.
Just your mother, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. McBride. The board is going to enter discussion. I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson.
Sorry to interrupt, but
please.
I just wanted to ask him a question, just kind of based on what he said. So your family's out here. When you absconded prior to this for 73 days and they arrested you in Texas. Why did you leave and go to Texas?
My ex-wife was having surgery that they didn't know whether she was going to live or die on a table. I went to parole twice, asked for permission, and explained to him, showed the paperwork and everything. My parole officer, he was okay with it, but the supervisor denied both times. And my biggest thing was, it wasn't so much about my ex-wife, but me being ex-con trying to have fight custody battle with my daughter would have been a big issue for me doing it from Arizona. So I went there, you know, to force support, and if something did happen to her, I'd be able to get my daughter and bring her back to Arizona with my mother.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Johnson.
You're right.
And then I was going on and say one thing. I was on the way to I was working. I was out of the streets, getting in trouble. I was working for the Gala Hospital, Bernie.
All right, thank you, Mr. McBride. So the board is going to enter discussion and make a determination. And it may sound like we're talking with you or talking with other people in the room here, but it's the board talking among itself. So if you'll just please remain silent, listen in. We do everything under the open meeting law. We'll be back with you shortly. Okay, Mr. McBride?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Fellow board members, it appears that Mr. McBride had been doing well, aside from associating with some dubious friends, as he claims the meth that resulted in his current sentence was not his. His drug of choice is crack cocaine, which again is not, but he hasn't used that for 10 years, he says, and has some other current health issues that he's got himself that he knows, I guess, that he has to stay away from the drugs. I'm concerned about the absconding. And thank you, Mr. Johnson, for bringing up the previous abscond that resulted in his going to Texas. And I understand his explanation for that, too. It appears he feels motivated to take care of family, and that's a good thing. It sounds like he is employable if he has landscape skills and maybe even a landscaping company that he runs. I'm kind of wavering on this one, so I would appreciate any input from my fellow board members. Mr. Quinones?
I'm in a similar position to you. He has less than 3 months left of community supervision, and I'm thinking he might be best served by taking advantage of the remainder of this sentence to put together a plan for his return to the community, in which he'll have no community supervision or parole oversight, but that's where I'm at right now.
Mr. Johnson?
I'm in agreement with Mr. Quinones. I think that he has just a short period of time left, that if Mr. McBride puts together a plan so that when he gets out and he gets released, that he'll be a productive citizen and hopefully won't be back before this board again. I don't have any negative contacts with the law enforcement, but you know, the fact that he absconded previously for 73 days and then
went out of state without the authorization of his parole officers, although there was some family circumstances that he states were involved in that. Then he absconded again for 24 days, knowing the importance of what he needs to do when he gets out. So when he gets out in December, he won't be on any community supervision, he won't be on any parole. And he decides that he wants to go to Texas or to another state, and he'll have that opportunity to be able to do it. He won't have to report to any parole officer, be on any community supervision. At that time, I think it would be best for Mr. McBride to continue to serve the remainder of his time and come up with a plan. So hopefully he gets out and be a productive citizen.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Ms. Bernier?
One other observation is if he puts his resources together, works with CO3, find a place to reside that isn't bug infested or things like that, or make arrangements with his parents or relatives, be easier from there than in a halfway house in swim bugs.
Yes, good point. Dr. Wright, any comment?
I've heard my colleague, my honorable colleague, so I think that he's I think one of his major consideration needs to be made in addition to what Mr. Neal, Honorable Mr. Neal mentioned, is that he stay away from some of his friends. As he indicated, I believe that, and I know that this can happen to any of us, but his friend left the drugs in his automobile, and he was totally responsible for it. That's just the law in the state of Arizona. Therefore, he's going to have to be very careful with those that he associates with. But my bottom line is I do agree that to give him another chance. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant number 2017, W2919, information provided by the Department of Corrections, discussion with Mr. McBride. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. McBride was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and has lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
So Mr. McBride, your community supervision has been revoked and you'll be released from ADC on or about December 29th of 2017. And what that gives you is 2018 is a new year. You will have no supervision. You will be totally free to do whatever you need to do, as Mr. Johnson pointed out. You need to go out of state or whatever it is you need to do to take care of your business, but you won't have a parole officer. So you'll be completely free to move about. We thank you very much for participating in your hearing today, and this hearing is concluded. Thanks, Mr. McBride. If you'd please put the CO3 back on the phone.